Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and this is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with PC. She's going to tell me all about the new Jenkins plugin for Kubernetes that enables us to do great stuff with Azure Container Services. How are you?
Good.
So Jenkins, a lot of people use Jenkins for their continuous integration in the open source community.
Yes, they do. So we have a lot of customers who already have Jenkins. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, they have VSTS as well. So we do recommend that because at the end of the day, VSTS has the first class support for deploying to Azure. Mm-hmm. So we do say that, hey, you know, you can try out the hybrid model where you use Jenkins for CI and mm-hmm. then VSTS for CD.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But we also have customers who prefer to use the tools that they love and they are familiar with. Mm-hmm. So for those customers, we want to make sure that Jenkins runs well on Azure.
Mm-hmm. So your job is to provide first-class great support for Jenkins on Azure for
exactly.
our Jenkins customers.
Right.
So you have an example here where you're going to run Jenkins and deploy a Java application.
Yeah, so let me just give you a high-level overview of the Java app that I'm using.
Please.
So the front end is deployed to the app service on Linux. Mm-hmm. And then you have the data app, which is a REST API, deployed to Kubernetes cluster on Azure Container Service.
Okay.
And the back end is MySQL running on Azure as well. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a MovieDB app. So you upload a poster for the movie, and it's using the Azure storage.
Okay.
Everything is written in Java, except for function, which is in Node. So for those at home and you want to follow along, mm-hmm. so you can actually look at the, I included the link here to the GitHub repo, so you can actually look at the Jenkins file in the GitHub repo.
All right, excellent.
Okay, so let me just switch over to the actual app. So this is it. It kind of like IMDb. So you can actually, as I say, you can click into a movie and upload a new poster. I'm not gonna do that now. So, and this is the REST API. It's retrieving the ID, name, description, image URI. So my demo, I'm going to build a branch that is going to add a new column called rating to the data app as well as the front end.
Okay, so you're going to be modifying the database, the front end's going to change, everything's going to change. It's going to be a complete rebuild and redeploy.
Yes, the data app and the front end. Yes.
All right.
So let me switch over to Jenkins. The Jenkins master here is actually run on Azure. Mm-hmm. We have a solution template on Azure Marketplace that you can actually build a spin up a VM mm-hmm. to run your Jenkins on Azure.
Nice.
All right. So I'm just going to go ahead and kick off a build. I have a reason for showing you here. So see how it's waiting for a while? Mm-hmm. That is because it's looking for the agent.
The Jenkins
see?
Agent.
The agent has come out now. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can show you the, let me just click into this guy and show you the execution in Blue Ocean. This is actually a new UI for Jenkins. It just looked nicer.
It does
you
look
can
nice.
See.
I like Jenkins a lot, but it looked kind of old for a while.
Yeah, this is the new
it is
UI.
Nice.
So while it's running, while the job is running, I'm going ahead and explain how I configure the container agent, okay? So you do that in Manage Jenkins, all right? And then you go to Configure System. And you scroll all the way to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So with our plugin, the Azure Container Agent plugin, you have two more options. You can add a ACI agent.
Right.
And a Azure Container Service. So as you know, Scott, ACI is a great candidate mm-hmm. If you are just starting your Kubernetes, your container journey, and you just want to get up and running fast.
Right.
So
did I get those plugins when I went into the marketplace automatically, or did I have to install them afterwards?
So we're going to add it to our solution template in marketplace.
Nice.
Yeah, but you can always go to, it's actually in Jenkins.io, so just go to manage plugin and then just download the plugin.
No problem
at all.
Okay.
So in my example, I'm using ACS, and it's these are all the configuration. It's pretty straightforward. The only thing I want to call out is the label. And in a minute, you'll know why. And I'll show you why it matters. So basically, the Jenkins master will look for an agent with a label called or tag called container.
Mm-hmm.
If it finds it, it will just run the job in the cloud. In Azure Container Service.
Nice.
If it doesn't, so it will actually call ACS and pull the Docker image from the registry. Mm-hmm. So you can see that right here, I'm using the Azure Container Registry because of the URL, you know that.
Yeah.
So,
so you can pull from a public one or your own personal one or
exactly.
an Azure Container Registry that's private.
Yeah.
And here you're
yeah.
using a private one and you've got your private secrets or whatever.
That's right. So we do support Docker Hub.
Nice.
Okay, so it will pull the image from the Docker registry, mm-hmm. and then after that, create a pod to run the job for you.
Cool.
Okay, let me just take a peek. How's it go? Oh, it's already done.
Yeah.
All right, that's awesome.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. So let me just refresh this because this will take some time.
Okay, because this now it's going to restart the entire
yes
both sides of the website, both the API, which is running in its own Azure website. And the web app, right?
Correct.
Okay, so this is spinning up the new version. And the new version, you said you added a column?
Yes, call rating.
Call rating, okay.
Yes.
So that's gonna start up.
Let me go back to the, sorry about that.
Okay.
So I was telling you about the container agent.
Right.
So let me talk to you about the pipeline project that I set up for mm-hmm. running the job. So in Jenkins, you can do freestyle, whereby you go to the UI. I think you're very familiar with that. You can just configure everything. And mm-hmm. right now, the way to go is to do a pipeline project. So you can configure everything, your entire CI/CD pipeline in your Jenkins file, in mm-hmm. your source control. Mm-hmm. So if I scroll down to the bottom, I can show you. It's the same repo that I listed in the PowerPoint that I showed you just now.
Right.
Okay?
Right. So you're pulling from the public GitHub that everyone else can do
yeah.
as well.
Right.
Right. And
so
I see you're pulling the ratings branch.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually using the Jenkins. So this is the Jenkins file. You can go in and take
which
a look.
Which lives in that repo?
Correct. And okay. I will briefly explain that later. One more thing that I want to call out is I'm using an existing plugin called the, it's not owned by us, that plugin. It's called the Environment Injector plugin. Mm-hmm. I'm just setting up the environment to pass over the Azure credential, like the service principal,
right.
over to the plugin so that it knows what to do, what mm-hmm. to use. Okay.
Makes sense.
Right. So, and here is the Jenkins file in the repo. Mm-hmm. All right. Remember how I told you what I mentioned about the tag, why it matters?
Ah.
Because it's saying that, hey, look for container for me.
So, does the word container is not magic. It just has to line up the Jenkins file and what you put in the
right.
configuration.
All in right.
That makes sense.
As the label.
As the label.
Okay. So, the first step is you need to check out. These are all standard stuff. Check it out.
Right.
Use Maven, to
clean
build.
Package.
Both the web app and the data app. And here, we are using the app service plugin.
So I see. And you're pulling it out. Here are the environment variables that you pushed
yes,
in
configured previously and dumped it in there. So all our plugins are pipeline ready. That's why I want to show you
nice.
The pipeline way of doing things.
Okay. So for Jenkins people, this is going to feel very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Azure is not a foreign place or a strange mm-mm. land.
It's
their Jenkins that they know and love.
Right, exactly. So for the data app layer, what we do here is, this is the exciting part. Mm-hmm. So we created a Kubernetes plugin. So when we are looking into this, we look around and realize that there is actually no plugin available for deploying to Kubernetes.
Really?
No. So yes. So and we decided that we should contribute to open source.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, when we look at it, the deployment, the way to deploy to any Kubernetes is the same.
Sure.
So we want to contribute to open source. So you can actually use this plugin to deploy to any configured Kubernetes.
That's
not
cool.
just Azure.
Not just Azure.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's supposed to work, right?
Right.
I mean, just like we said at the very beginning, that reality is a hybrid. You might have Java talking to Postgres on Kubernetes, on Azure, and then you might have VSTS doing deploy. Reality is all these different things working together. They should interoperate.
Right.
So it's great that you contributed to open source and made it available for everyone.
Yes. So we do have a plugin that is specific to ACS. That's mm-hmm. new as well. I'm not showing it in the demo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually based on this generic plugin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that is optimized for the Azure experience and also support the other two orchestrator that ACS supports, DCOS and Docker Swarm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that's it. So let me go back to the app and see whether it's refresh.
Okay.
Take a look.
So there's rating, so the data app refreshed, and there's rating of the data app. And let's see if the front end refreshed. We'll do a refresh here.
Sometimes I see this message.
Well, when I do a deployment of an Azure website, if you only have one, then you have to do that. The other way, of course, would be to have it in staging, right, and then do a VIP swap.
Right.
Let's wait a moment and see. All right, so here you've got your posters now, and there's rating. So your column has been added in the front end as well.
Correct.
Very cool.
That's right.
So that's a complete end-to-end experience there with the new Jenkins plugin for Kubernetes.
Right.
Fantastic. I am learning all about how to use Jenkins and Azure and Kubernetes here on Azure Friday.